It is Thursday, November 3rd, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Aditi Agnihotri Mazalkar.
And this is the part of Ozarks Large where we welcome Becca Bacon-Martin, the features editor from Northwest Arkansas Newspapers, to the studio.
Okay, if you guys are having the kind of week that I've had this week and last week, and I wish I drank, because there's a scotch tasting tonight.
And what I really like about this idea is I have a pretty uneducated palate when it comes to scotch. I don't drink it. And
really?
Why does that shock you?
We think of you as very sophisticated.
Yeah, very sophisticated.
Okay. We see the whole James Bond scotch thing.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that image. I hate to blow it now. But the idea that you'll learn about a libation that has so much more history and so much more nuance than I ever knew.
With a master of scotch, Robert Sickler, you know, apparently there are very few masters of whiskey in the world, and he's one of them. So 6 o'clock tonight at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville, tickets are $75, but that does include all the different scotches you'll taste.
And I have some friends who do drink scotch, and they say that some of this is some of the really, really good stuff.
Okay. Well, there's a concert down the street from the Walton Arts Center. That's probably more of a Coors Light kind of event.
Okay.
Guy named John Oates.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in a little band called Hall & Oates that might have been around about the time we would have been drinking a little beer.
Yeah.
He's currently on the road in support of his new album, Mississippi Mile, which is a collection of songs from the Mississippi Delta. So he's gone kind of a different direction. Should be interesting. He's been touring on his own for about 10 years now, or with a band of his own. He performs at 8 o'clock tonight at the UARC It's Bowl Again, Not Ballroom in Fayetteville.
I think I had just gotten ballroom into into my frontal lobe, so I'd say that. So now it's the bowl again.
I'm told it's the bowl again.
Okay.
Down the street from the Walton Arts Center, tickets are $22 at the door. And the Ozark Folk Festival starts tonight in Eureka Springs.
Got a great lineup.
They've got Big Smith. They've got Split Lip Rayfield. They've got Still on the Hill. Big Smith plays tomorrow night. Split Lip Rayfield plays Saturday with Three Penny Acre.
That's a good show.
It's going to be a good weekend. OzarkFolkFestival.com.
All right.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Bacon-Martin is the features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.